Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHT, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Solar panels don't work out so well in hailstorms. It's shocking, I know. And the governor of Washington bans natural gas. Welcome back to the show. It is our fourth and final hour here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Thank you for being here on this Good Friday. Hope you and your family have a very blessed Easter weekend. I will be off next week, but you'll be in the capable hands of our buddy Mike Opelka, stunt brain himself. So, yes. And look, it's going to be great. I mean, the kids are off from school, so we're going to have a lot of good Zeoli bonding time. And then I can't wait to get back. As soon as I get back, we're going to be in the midst of it, truly in the midst of everything with the political circus that is evolving. Big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. He's a great dentist with two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, New Jersey. So don't wait. Go see him today. All right. Now, before I get to our special guest, Daniel Turner, I just want to mention the story from earlier regarding the immigration and Bill Mnuchin and what's going on at the border. I mean, it's just absolutely insane what we're talking about here. They were embedded with a team of ICE agents. And this is MS-13 gang members. And they arrested all these child rapists, violent gang members. It was just unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But joining me now, he is the founder and the executive director of Power the Future. He's fighting the commies every single day, and he's also a farmer. He's Daniel Turner, my pal, my buddy. What's up, my man?
Oh, Richard, it's great to be with you today on this beginning of Baseball Friday, right? Exciting times everywhere. March Madness. The baseball season starting. Climate change is going to kill us all. There's much going on.
My favorite story of the week, by the way, was that the melting polar ice caps are now going to have an effect on the clocks, and we're going to lose a second or something, and the Earth is going to speed up time, and the time-space portal is going to open something. I don't know, but all I know is that melting ice caps means that I will get an extra second of my life back or lose it. It's very confusing, Daniel Turner.
It is, and the even more confusing thing is that our Arctic sea ice has continued to increase through the month of March, when normally it starts to decrease now, because that's how cold the Arctic has been. So all of our Arctic ice is higher than it was in mid-90s levels, when Al Gore and others were predicting no ice in the future. Our ice levels are higher, but, you know, No one likes that story. So let's talk about something to scare the pants off of people and talk about how melting ice is going to change time.
Change time, knock the earth off its axis, and we all have to reset our clocks. I love it. And maybe another Y2K, too, because in the article they mentioned that. They don't know if the computers will be able to keep up. The fear-mongering of the left is just absolutely insane. And, the crazy part about it, of course, is that you and I both know none of their solutions work or will do a damn thing about climate change. It's all about Marxism. We've said that several times. And my favorite story, besides the polar ice cap time story, is what happened in Texas with solar panels and hail. Didn't work out too good for them, huh?
Yeah, we have a huge problem with hail. We're going to have to end hail storms. I think maybe if we call hail racist or something, we can make a greater effort to get rid of hail.
Yes.
But, it turns out when hail battles solar panels, hail wins. And surprise, surprise, an enormous hailstorm came through. Probably not any old timer who lives in that area who knows the land. Probably not the first time hail has ever hit that part of Texas. But it's different now when you have hundreds and thousands of acres of solar panels that don't really respond well to hail. And now they're shattered. And now what? Right? What do we do now that we've lost this solar field? What do we do with, probably without hyperbole, probably millions of shards of crystalline quartzite? It's not glass. It's crystalline quartzite. And it has lead and cadmium in it. And those are toxic. So when you have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of shards of crystalline quartzite strewn across this farmland and it rains, what does that do to groundwater contamination,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
What does that do to the aquifers? What does that do to the land, the soil, et cetera? And if you ask these questions, the response is, hey, shut up, put on your mask. Do you want old people to die? Oh, no, that was COVID. That was the COVID response. The response, but it's very similar. It's very similar. Hey, shut up. Climate change is going to kill us. And stop asking difficult questions.
The thing about it, too, which is infuriating to me, is that when you think about what they're doing with cars and the EV mandate, and I talked about this story yesterday, there's a great Wall Street Journal piece about how in order to accommodate this shift now to all EVs that the Biden administration is trying to do by literally these new tailpipe rules that the EPA put, not a law by Congress, but rules promulgated by the executive branch to essentially now make gas cars illegal, we are going to have to upgrade the electrical grid, and not just the grid itself, but the transformers. And then that means we have to upgrade the poles that hold the transformers, because the poles are not strong enough to hold the transformers that need to be bigger to accommodate all the EVs. Daniel Turner, nobody ever talks about what needs to happen to our infrastructure to accommodate this wacko leftist EV fantasy that they're all obsessed with.
No, and it's such a great point, and it reminds me of this very important quote by Thomas Sowell that I use often. Thomas Sowell, probably the greatest American economist of all time, at least not, if not Milton Friedman, and definitely the greatest economist alive right now. And Thomas Sowell has a quote that he talks about: in economics, there really aren't solutions, there are trade-offs. And EVs are presented as this solution. First off, there isn't a problem, right? So I don't believe we need a solution. But if you want to play the game that we have a problem and EVs are the solution, well, they're not a solution. They're a trade-off. And as a trade-off, they bring a whole host of new problems. And the biggest one, of course, as you just mentioned, is the electrification of America. We don't have enough electricity right now to function as a nation, let alone putting millions of EVs, which use more electricity than your HVAC system, right? These things suck electricity. So that's a huge trade-off, right? There's a trade-off of the fact that they're made in communist China. There's a trade-off with the fact that they're made with the blood of slave children to find the rare earth elements, right? There's a trade-off of the fact that they're 40, 50% heavier, and it's going to do more damage to roads and bridges, and parking garages aren't meant to accommodate that much weight. So there are a whole host of new problems that are introduced. But again, just like the solar, you're not allowed to ask these questions. The response is, shut up, there's a climate crisis, and this is going to save us. But these are not solutions, they're trade-offs. And the problems outweigh the benefits of going electric, going EV, et cetera.
Daniel Turner is my guest. He is the founder of Power of the Future. Follow him on X at Power of the Future and also at Daniel Turner. Let's talk about Washington State for a moment. Governor Jay Inslee, well, what a kook this guy is, banning natural gas. I don't know how you ban gas. I mean, banning gas to me sounds like something that like frat guys would do or something as a fun night on a Friday. But this guy wants to ban natural gas, and he signed this into law. Washington State governor signs the first of the nation natural gas ban bill. It creates the roadmap and tools for our state's largest utility to get out of the fossil fuel business, says wacko nutjob Marxist Governor Jay Inslee.
Yeah, it's going to work wonderful, because anywhere else in the world where they have tried this, it's been a colossal failure. And one of the things that remarkable about the left, for those who claim, right, they're the intellectuals, they're the Ivy League ones. I didn't even go to college, so I can't remotely be on the same level of these brilliant intellectual minds. But one of the things that amazes me about the left is their ideas are all so boring and stale, but also because they're boring and stale, they've been tried many times before, and we can see the result. You know, Europe has been trying the end of fossil fuels for 20 years longer than America has. And how's the state of Europe, right? Look at the economy overall and the stagnation. Look at the prices of food, of electricity. Look at the protests of farmers. Look at how expensive life is in Europe. And you'd say, well, that's not a really good model. Let's not follow it, right? Similarly, I could point to my own tragic city of New York, which next week is going to kick off their congestion pricing. London tried congestion pricing for three years, and it's been an absolute devastation to the city. But you would think liberals in New York would say, huh, has anyone ever tried this boring and stale idea before, and how did it work? So the green stuff is, it's not new, and that's the weird thing. Jay Inslee thinks he's being bold and revolutionary, and I'm a leader. It's like, no, you're not. You're just a follower. Socialists before you have tried this, and it's failed. But go ahead, repeat their mistakes and watch the state that you supposedly represent just crumble.
Tell me about this congestion pricing, because I'm as a Jersey guy, I've heard about it. But we're South Jersey down here. But I've heard it could be, what, $25 to drive into New York City?
In Midtown at peak hours. Yeah. And I was in New York last week to see my mom, and I was with our mutual buddy, Jimmy Fallon, doing his radio show. And I told him how when I got out of Amtrak, and your listeners probably know exactly where I'm talking, and I got out of Amtrak at Penn Station and I had to go north 25 blocks to my hotel. I did take a cab, and it took me almost 40 minutes because 8th Avenue used to be four lanes of traffic plus two parking lanes on either side, six lanes across, four lanes of traffic. But now with dedicated bike lanes and dedicated bus lanes and dedicated EV charging stations and city bikes, now it's two lanes of traffic. And so to go on the same route with probably the same number of cars, you have twice the space. And so what does the government that created this traffic jam do? They say, holy crap, look at the congestion. We better charge people now. So this is the solution. There's so much congestion because we have closed parts of the city. Remember that idiot Bloomberg created all these pedestrian plazas. Yeah. And he would say, Times Square used to be a thoroughfare. Not anymore. We're going to shut down five blocks so that naked people can walk around and molest children. That wasn't, of course, his goal. That was just the consequence and the reality. But it also created a traffic nightmare. So what did you do when you create a traffic nightmare? Now you punish the people. Rather than government saying, we created this cluster, let's undo it. Nope. Let's just charge people now for the mere fact of driving in the city. And the London example, what Londoners have realized is that now the only people who drive in the city are rich people. Maybe that's their goal, right? If you can afford an additional $15 a day, who's going into the city?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, so maybe that's what they want. Only the elite can drive into the city now because they're the only ones who can afford it. That's nice. That's equitable.
Yeah, it's the very definition of equity, right? Yeah, it's so obvious they hate cars in the city. With the bike lanes, and it's a nightmare. It's just absolutely awful driving in there. They've made it, and Philly's doing the same thing. I mean, Market Street now, there's one lane, and you get the bike lanes, and it's a mess. So trucks trying to turn and get into this one lane that's left, and it's a disaster. But let me ask you this question. Yeah. We had a lot of data come out this week, and I was able to talk to Professor Hanke, who was the chairman of Ronald Reagan's Council of Economic Advisors. I talked to Phil Kirpin, a mutual friend of yours. The COVID lockdown data is out, and it showed the COVID lockdowns barely saved any lives, but caused all of this incredible economic, social, emotional, psychological damage that we are going to take generations to recover from. But here's the part about the climate that really concerns me, is that the World Economic Forum views COVID as the model, and they want to apply that when it comes to climate change, Daniel Turner. Yep. And so I guess we'll have climate change lockdowns at some point.
You're raising a very important point, and I'm really glad you are. And it doesn't surprise me because you're ahead of the curve on these things. But you're absolutely right. And if you recall, and your audience recalls, during COVID, you saw articles from the environmental left praising it, saying, this is wonderful, right? We're seeing no one's in national parks and the parks are recovering and no one's taking a cruise and the waters. And there may be some truth to that, right? I know the water in Venice, Italy was cleaner without cruise ships going in every day. But if you owned a store in Venice and required people to actually buy your goods, you went bankrupt and broke. And that's part of the goal of lockdown. But they don't care about that. Right? They don't care about businesses that falter. They don't care about, as you said, the psychological damage we did to our children. They loved the environmental impact. And there were calls from the WEF and from the United Nations panel on climate change saying we need more COVID lockdowns every year because then we will be able to heal the planet. But heal the planet for whom? Right? If we all kill ourselves, the planet will be better, I guess. But for who?
Did you hear that professor, that MIT professor the other day said we got to reduce the population? Right now we're at 8 billion. We got to reduce it down to 1 billion. But we got to find a way to do it peacefully or something. Like, did you hear that lunatic?
I didn't hear him in particular, but they all say this. And you know what? You first, Jackwad, right? Like, if you want to kill the population, be the first one. I got to tell you, there have been three or four climate lunatics who have set themselves on fire because of climate change. One in front of the Supreme Court about 2 years ago, one in, I think it was Tompkins Square Park in New York City a couple of years ago. I have way more respect for those guys. Now, they're insane and don't have the FCC come after me saying Daniel Turner is calling for people to light themselves on fire. But at least I have respect for them saying there are too many people. We need to reduce the population. Yeah. Me first.
They're putting their money where their mouth is. You know what I mean? And I exactly. admire that. I appreciate that. It's like that guy in Texas who changed his name legally to literally anybody else so that he could run for president. And that's his name. And I admire the fact that he went to the county courthouse and took the time to legally change his name to literally anybody else.
Instead, you have your senator in Pennsylvania who changed his name to sound like his dad. He's been Bob his whole life, but then when he ran for Senate, he's like, no, I'm Bobby Casey. He's back with the reverse. He's been Bobby his whole life, but then he's like, no, I'm Bob Casey. So that poor Pennsylvanian 80-year-old women loyal Democrats are like, I didn't know Governor Casey was running for the Senate. So yeah, you get the exact opposite there. They change their name to confuse people who they are.
We just like to call him the lesser Casey, and that works very, very well for us. Daniel Turner, have a great weekend, my friend. Follow him on X at Daniel Turner PTF, and also follow Power of the Future, Fighting for American Energy, Exposing the Socialist Radical Green Lies. Always a pleasure, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Rich. Great time.
And I don't know what Mother Nature is going to bring. And I still call her mother. I refuse to call her birthing person, Earth. I don't know what Mother Nature is going to bring this weekend or the next week, but I do know it's springtime, and that means rain. And if you have any water problems on your property, you need to call my friends at Garden State Earthworks. Call my buddy Lou Vargo. He's the man. He's going to take great care of you, and he's going to make you a priority. 856-848-4444. 856-848-4444. So they were just at our house last week. Our backyard was a swamp. Literally, they had to drain the swamp. It was so much water, standing water, and it was going to be a problem, destroying our basement, our hardscaping. You know, if you have a swimming pool, it's probably causing your pool liner to float. Fix it once and for all. So Garden State Earthworks showed up. They drained the water away. And then the last big rainstorm we just had, we were watching from the windows as the ground was drying up after the storm, whereas it used to take a couple days and the backyard would just be a swamp. So call the experts. GardenStateEarthworks.com, 856-848-4444. They are super busy this time of year because they're the best at what they do. There's no one better. And don't use a landscape company for this. Use the experts. But if you call them right now and tell them I sent you, they will make you a priority. 856-848-4444, GardenStateEarthworks.com.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right,
joining me now, you've seen her on Fox News, you've seen her on Newsmax, and you've read her in the Philadelphia Inquirer. She's a Republican strategist. She's a rock star. She's my buddy. She's Jennifer Stefano, and she joins me now. Hello, Jennifer Stefano.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Good. Happy Good Friday to you and your family. And
thank you.
Happy Phillies home opener. I mean, we got a lot going on today, so thanks for making the time.
Absolutely. It is a big day today. Big day.
It was a big ruling in the Third Circuit when they said, hey, ballots, you actually have to date them properly. That was a big win for common sense in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, this federal lawsuit.
Yeah. Look, I mean, we have laws for a reason. We are a nation. We're a nation of the rule of law. This is not hard. You have to do what the law says, and that's especially true around elections. You can't just make exceptions for everyone and everything because it suits your political ideology, which is sort of what the left says under the guise of, oh, well, we have to include everyone. Well, no, you actually don't when people don't follow instructions and follow the law. And I think it's sort of pretty simple and pretty straightforward. Don't you think, Rich?
It should be. I mean, the argument is that it deprives them of their civil rights if they make a mistake and don't fill out the ballot properly. But that's ridiculous. I mean, nobody took the pen out of their hand or tricked them, fooled them with the calendar date. It would be saying that it would be a violation of my civil rights if I got to the polling place late. I mean, you got to follow the rules. But the reason why, but they're fighting this because they know that most of the people who are going to make these mistakes are making an even bigger mistake, and that's voting for a Democrat.
So yes, The first problem is, and that's kind of the thing, you never know, right? You never know who they're, whether they're voting for Trump or Biden or whomever. But what my point is we cannot make endless exceptions forever and ever for any little thing. You know, I'm part of the commission, Governor Shapiro's administration. The Department of State has a commission where they invite in various people to talk about election and election laws and sort of how things are going. And what I notice is most of the people participating outside of myself are pretty much on the left, but it is endlessly looking to make it so that this is absolutely without completely foolproof, that no one could ever make a mistake. And if they make a mistake, hundreds of exceptions are granted. And my argument is you'll never make anything foolproof because fools are so ingenious. Yes, it should be easy to vote, but it should also be hard to cheat. And part of dating the ballots is making sure that people get it in by election day, that there are deadlines. And just like you said, Rich, like if I'm running late to the polls, I can't call and say, do me a favor, just keep it open till 9. All right? Keep it open for me. I mean, no.
Yeah, do me a solid. Just don't lock the doors, all right? I'll get there when I get when I want. I'll vote when I want. It's on my schedule.
Yeah, like I'm going away that week. Can I do it in December? No, you can't. Like, I think the United States bends over backwards to make it easy to vote for our citizens. But it also needs to be hard to cheat, and there also has to be reasonable guardrails. I think that's important. And I think most people, Rich, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, get this. But as you're right, I think Democrats continually think, because they can't win on ideas. Let's call the problem what it is. The Democrats cannot win on their ideas, on their policies, and on their worldview, because it's dangerous and it's damaging. So what do they have to do? They have to do stuff like this, right? They have to upend all of our institutions and traditions because their ideas don't work. Yeah. And I think that's the real issue here.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. You're exactly right. Their ideas don't work. I mean, look at their campaign strategy now. It's just to terrify everybody about Donald Trump again. And the optics of yesterday, where Trump is at a funeral for a fallen police officer killed in the line of duty, and Biden is hamming it up with Obama and Clinton and Stephen Colbert and Lizzo tying up traffic in New York City. I mean, there could not have been a better contrast right there, Jennifer Zaffino.
Right. That to me was a remarkable optic in what the values are of, say, what the Trump campaign and the Trump administration looks like and what the Biden administration cares about. I mean, here they are doing it. And I read somewhere, and I can't believe this. You know, it costs upwards of $500,000 to get into these fundraisers, right? These people who absolutely hate the rich seem not to hate them so much when they're paying to get into a fundraiser.
Right.
And then you have Trump, who is going to honor, the person that most of America admires, right? Like someone that America believes in. Trump gets who and what America is. People hate him. Rich, I get it. Even on the right, you know, there are some Republicans that they're never Trumpers. Respect. I hear it. But I will tell you, when you look at the values of Biden, Obama, and Clinton and where they were, first, where Donald Trump was, our own sitting president, Joe Biden, didn't even bother. But Donald Trump showed up when it mattered. And boy, is that an optic that if I'm a Democrat, I'm pretty terrified of.
Yeah, and you know, I'm thinking in terms of Pennsylvania, I think Trump's got a great shot. I think McCormick's got a great shot. Do you think this is the end of the ballot issue in court, or do you think that this case is still going to go forward in terms of the Third Circuit's decision? What are you hearing?
So I think it's a never-ending quest to do things through the court, certainly for the left. So my sense is this is going to continue, and they're going to continue to push. But what I would say is that they really don't have much of a case here, but that doesn't ever stop them. They have sort of, the unions and the others fund all these things. But I think you can continue to watch them try and upend our election system through the courts and in other ways. Well, at the same time, blaming people on the right for having concerns, right? So when people on the right raise a red flag and say, hey, we don't think that this system and this institution is right. We don't think it's fair. Oh, and the left wonders why. Then they demonize people on the right for saying it. But no, I think they're going to continue to do this. I think it's going to continue to be a problem. And I think, look, the key thing is if Republicans want to win decisive victories, and also don't ignore mail-in ballots, which the big problem with Republicans, they were scared of and didn't like or acted as though it was some scandal to have mail-in ballots. Well, guess what? In Florida, they have much more liberal laws around mail-in ballots, and the Republicans trounce the Democrats there. So it's just not true that mail-in ballots are inherently bad or problematic.
And we got to get over it either way, because they're not going anywhere. I mean, you got to live in the reality you live in. And that's just the fact. It's not going anywhere. So we got to use it to our advantage and not leave anything to chance on election day, because things happen. You know, the weather's bad. You get called into a meeting. Your kid's sick, whatever. So use it to your advantage and make sure the Republicans get the vote out throughout all the means necessary. The drop boxes, the early in-person voting and voting by mail. They got to make that a priority. It has to happen. And we just have to get over it. We just got to accept the new reality. And, you know, that's just the way it is. Jennifer Stefano's with me. It's great to have her. Switching gears for a moment, Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, he's getting in now on this idea of a carbon tax plan. I saw the governor of Washington just ban natural gas, Jay Inslee. These Democrats are insane. But now Josh Shapiro has introduced a new plan to limit carbon emissions from power plants on Wednesday. And this echoes the program that legislative Republicans, the article says, just absolutely hate. So talk to me about this regional greenhouse gas initiative and how damaging this would be to Pennsylvania and the economy.
Yeah. And so basically, it is a huge tax hike on your energy bill. It is, if you are sitting there now and scratching your head about how you're going to make ends meet with inflation and the increased cost of food and the increased cost of gas and the increased cost of just taking a breath in the morning, the governor is now adding an extra layer to it through his so-called green initiatives. By the way, this is really important before I get to the cost. Before I even get to the cost of this, there's no proof that any of this improves the environment. This is all nonsense.
Right.
There is absolutely no actual data showing that what Shapiro is doing would improve, would make our earth better, would make our air cleaner. So there's problem number one. Problem number two is that this is a de facto tax hike. It is a great way to tax people under the guise of a quote-unquote green initiative. And that's pretty much all the green initiative is. You know what I say? I say all the failed communists oftentimes went and hid in the environmental movement, because so much of what they promote and push is extremely costly, but actually doesn't help the environment. Ethanol is a great example. They insist that we have ethanol into our gas, and then we subsidize farmers to create it, and then now it actually contributes to air pollution, but yet we pay for it. So something we have to watch for.
Did you see the hailstorm in Texas on the solar panels? That worked out really well for them.
Super problematic. Now what? Right? Like, hey, guys. And the thing that amazes me, they're going to ban coal. They're going to ban, you know, LNG, like natural gas. Like, how? What are you slapping on a fig leaf? Like, how are you people living? They're so, like, what are you going to get, a little hamster wheel and power your home? Like, There's no logic to what they're doing. If the whole world did what they were doing, we'd all be wearing fig leaves and roaming around barefoot. This is ridiculous.
I mean, look, it's a good look for some people, and who doesn't love a hamster? Am I right? Well, that's weird. Jennifer Stefano, always a pleasure having you. How's your mom, first of all? I should have asked you that at the beginning of the interview. My bad. How's my favorite mom doing, besides my own mom?
Besides your own mom, right. Mom is great. She's beside herself with excitement that on Good Friday you would ask me to be on. She wishes you a blessed Easter. And as always, Rich, how is he? Tell him I said hi. I'm like, are you going to listen to me? She goes, well, I listen to Rich. I'm like, what? Oh, sorry, Mom.
It's listen. And you've got a big column coming out in the Philadelphia Inquirer. Can you give us a little tease about it? Because I'm looking forward to it. You're the common sense voice of reason. And thank God you write for them, because otherwise there'd be really. So what are we talking about?
So on Monday, we're going to start something very important, which is civic lessons for the ruling class elite. because they are, while the ruling class elite, maybe some of our smartest people went to Ivy League, live out there on the main line, etc., they are completely ignorant in some of the most important things. For instance, where do our rights come from? And the idea they think it comes from government. I said, great, if it comes from government, I'm taking over the government and I'm taking away all your rights. Because if that's where our rights come from, y'all got a problem if I'm in charge. So it's sort of a civic, you know, helping, I call them the Salonistas of the main line, you know, these crazy left-wingers out there on the main line of Philadelphia and other places that just don't get the fundamentals of American government and the Enlightenment and all the ideas that came out of it. So it'll be a fun little, most of your listeners, Rich, and you will know it, but it'll be fun to watch the ruling class elite get schooled.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, look forward to that, Jennifer Stefano. Have a blessed Easter, my friend. We will talk again soon, and hopefully we'll be back together again, reuniting the band on Fox News very, very soon. I will talk to you again, my friend.
Amen, my friend. Talk to you later.
And let me tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding, because this is the time to think about upgrading your bathroom. Right? And how about upgrading your bathroom in 3 days? 3 days to have a beautiful new bathroom with my friends at Emmons. And we used Emmons for our bathroom remodel years ago. They did a fantastic job. It was great. I loved every aspect of the design process and the fact that they were able to get it done in 3 days. This is what you want to do. You go to Emmons. Call Emmons.com. It's a new website set up for their remodeling business. You check out their great work. They did our kitchen. They did our bathroom. And of course, Emmons is their one-stop shop with roofing, siding, windows, and doors. And of course, when it comes to integrity, they're all about integrity. They serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. Let the team at Emmons take care of your home just like they've taken care of my home all these years. Matt and Stephanie are great friends of mine. And I'm really happy that over the years we've become close. I'm enjoying the fact that they were with us at the Travis Mannion Foundation Radiothon, and they gave an incredibly generous contribution. And every time somebody talks to me about the great work of Emmons, I know that they're going to be happy, because Matt and Stephanie pride themselves on making sure that every customer is satisfied. When it comes to your home, trust is everything. So trust the team at Emmons. Call 856-885-6677 or call Emmons.com, C-A-L-L, Emmons.com. 856-885-6677, and tell them I sent you.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, continuing along here in our fourth and final hour on this Good Friday. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. And I mentioned this earlier. I wanted to share this with you. Bill Malugin, Fox News, they embedded, this is a fascinating stuff. 855-839-1210 on Twitter. Well, there's no point. I mean, the show's almost over. But keep the conversation going on X. At Rich Zeoli. Please do. It's very, very important that we do that together. So Bill Malugin from Fox News, embedded with a team of elite Boston-based ICE deportation officers as they arrested four alleged child rapists and a violent MS-13 gang member in a single morning. ICE says their detainer requests on all of these illegal aliens were not honored by the local jurisdictions due to sanctuary policies in Massachusetts. Let's take a little bit of a listen from Bill Malugin's report here from Fox
News. Any questions, you can talk to your team later.
It's remarkable how these
dawn hours in Boston.
Kid has a real violent history.
And this elite team of ICE deportation officers is briefing on their target list for the day. Illegal aliens charged with egregious crimes.
All the targets today, every single one of them, is an aggravated felony here in the Commonwealth. So these are really the cases that are the worst of the worst here in Massachusetts.
ICE quickly takes down its first target, an illegal alien from Guatemala, charged with aggravated child rape.
Carlos Pia.
Minutes later, ICE arrests a Colombian national charged with the rape of a child above age 14.
I don't have enough officers or resources to tackle every one of these public safety threats.
Are we going after the child rapist today, or are we going to go after that two times deported fentanyl dealer? Because we can't get both.
ICE's next arrest, a combative MS-13 gang member from El Salvador, charged with a slew of violent crimes.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
Officers then arrested this Brazilian man, charged with 5 counts of aggravated rape of a child.
How are you guys not notified about a child rapist being released?
Unfortunately, in Massachusetts, that's how it is with most of these sanctuary jurisdictions.
A short time later, ICE took...
Let's think about that for a moment. Do you remember the time that Jim Kenney did the white man's overbite? Dancing in the hallway. We are a sanctuary city, yeah! This is what Democrats have wrought here. Sanctuary cities are cities where federal law enforcement cannot pick up child rapists because they will be released out onto the streets. Sanctuary cities are not about giving people who are here in this country illegally or undocumented or asylum seekers or anything. It's not about keeping the feds out of the city. Or providing sanctuary at a church or a hospital. No. We're talking about people who are in jail. We're talking about criminals. And then sanctuary city means that when ICE has a detainer request, it's not honored. And the locals let these devious disasters of human beings, these evil people back on the streets. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. Let's go a little bit more of this here.
Their final target, a Brazilian gang member, also charged with child rape. Just this morning today, 4 accused child rapists and 1 MS-13 gang member. Those are the kind of people you're going after.
That's every day up here in Boston. Those are the public safety threats that we really want to get off the street. It was a great day for the teams. That's 5 public safety threats that are in the community going to go ahead and victimize anyone else.
And ICE says all of those arrests you just saw happened because local authorities ignored their detainer request to keep these guys in custody due to sanctuary policies. ICE says all of those suspects will remain in federal custody until their local charges are resolved. Then ICE will seek to deport every single one of them. Wow. We'll send it back to you.
And isn't that something that they have to... We don't have a situation where the local units will cooperate with Immigrations and Customs Enforcement on some of the biggest scumbags in the world. Like, who would want these people back on the streets? Who in their right mind would want these people back on the streets? And what's humanitarian about sending child rapists back on the streets? I mean, it's insane. It's absolutely insane. All right. What else did I want to mention to you before we get out of here? This week has just flown by, hasn't it? It's flown by, which is always fun because I always like to do that when things just kind of, you know, rock and roll. No Fox News Saturday night for me this week. But if you missed last week's, like Matt DeSantis did, you should definitely watch it this weekend. All right. Make sure you do that. I think it might be, a good chance for you to catch up just in case you missed it. Just in case you missed anything, you know, I don't want you to do that. So they had some fun with Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s calendar in San Francisco. They had some fun playing with it a little bit. Pranksters fill Kennedy campaign calendar with hilarious erotic events, including a dramatic reading of RFK Jr.'s sex diary, were among the events listed on the presidential candidate's website. He lists several community events created by supporters of the independent candidate. A meet and greet is scheduled for March 28th in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, as is another one for volunteers in Seattle. But for a short time Wednesday evening, the calendar listed several atypical events for a presidential candidate, and that's putting it politely. A dramatic reading of Kennedy's sex diary was scheduled to be held in Intercourse, Pennsylvania, which, of course, as you know, is a real place. A sex orgy with Kennedy and his new running mate, Bay Area attorney Nicole Shanahan. That was also set to take place a little bit later, March 28th in Los Angeles. There's other things I can't read because there might be kids in the car, and I'm not going to do that, but... They had a little bit of fun there with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his calendar. So you never know what the creative types are going to do. You just never know what they're going to come up with. And the other thing I wanted to mention to you is that Jason Kelce may become part of Monday Night Football, which we talked about earlier in the show, but I love the idea of this because I think Jason Kelce is the hero we need. Maybe not the hero we deserve, but the hero we need. And he'd be a great running mate for Trump. But I'm just kidding. He's not going to do that. He's not going to get into politics. But Kelce was at, apparently he was at Campbell's Soup, I think, last week or the week before, I heard. And I saw some friends of mine who used to work there because Bridget used to work there. And they were saying that he was just so gracious and like such a nice guy and everything. It was really great to meet him, and they were really excited about that. So, yeah, so maybe he'll have a new gig. Because most of those shows, most of the commentators on all these things are just unlistenable. So that would be a good change. All right, I got to get out of here. Enjoy next week. Michael Pelka will be in for you, for me, I mean, with you, and you'll have a great time. The great one, Mark Levin, is up next. I got to tell you about Natural Lawn of America, though, because this is the time right now to think about your lawn. With spring here, you've got to think about getting rid of those weeds, and you want the greener grass, that lush, thick lawn that everybody loves. You can have it with Natural Lawn of America, my lawn care company. You choose Natural Lawn of America, and you're going to feel great about the decision you made because their satisfaction is guaranteed. And if you call them now, limited time offer, they will seed your lawn for free every year. That's right. Natural Lawn of America will seed your lawn for free every year with their full service program. So what are you waiting for? Reach out to them today by calling 1-800-FREE-SEED. 1-800-FREE-SEED, or go to naturallawn.com. The reason why they're so good is that your lawn, that what they do for your lawn is specific to your lawn. I mean, your lawn is different from everybody else's lawn. So why would they apply a cookie-cutter approach? The answer is they don't at Natural Lawn of America. They take the time to make sure that your lawn gets what it needs. So when the tech was over at my house, he wrote up a detailed report of everything he's doing and why and what the game plan is going forward. That's why you're going to have greener grass and fewer weeds guaranteed, safer for your family and pets. Their organic-based materials are great. And the overseeding makes such a difference. So don't wait. 1-800-FREE-SEED. 1-800-FREE-SEED. Tell them I sent you.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT. And on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.